Hi, this is Renu's Discovery Project. This is a live recording from Antarctica. Okay, so it says typical sounds that may be picked up by our hydrophones in the ocean under the ice of Antarctica. Animals, the Wendell seals, which sound like chirps and trills. The crab-eater seals, cow-like roars. Ross seals, that's what you hear right now, sirens and laser swords. Leopard seals, howling trills. Antarctica and mink whales, which is a 100 to 300 hertz pulse train. It sounds like a bio duck. Blue whales from 19 to 27 hertz and pulses. Fin whales, 98 hertz. Killer whales click and whistles at 2,000 to 20,000 hertz. Humpback whales, etc., etc. You will also hear ice shelf like small splashes, explosions, or roaring thunder. Sea ice whining, passing icebergs, screaming, crying, breathing, and explosive sounds. Storms, broadband hiss, earthquake, low frequency roar, which is about at 100 hertz. You can hear human ship, which is a broadband with characteristic spectral lines. You can also have a satellite imagery of the site at polarview.aq. And there's also a live stereo web radio with the latest high-resolution spectrogram created with Spectrum Lab. So I find this quite fascinating that we can hear live. People have taken the time to record and put it on web radio so we can hear live what is happening in Antarctica. I'm sitting here in South India and I can hear animals, ships, ice in Antarctica. Sea lions. A whole other world. And my interest in this and my hope with the internet and this connection is that truly we begin to recognize that we are one community and there is no separation and the planet is one global entity and it's all interlinked. There is no separation. There is no us, them, countries, barriers, animals, humans. There is connectedness or unconnectedness. So that's that for the Antarctic hearing. Now I'm going to take you back to some other exciting sounds that bring in a lot of hope and tension. I'm going to bring you back to 1969. What was playing back then? Right, Simon and Garfunkel, Johnny Cash, The Temptations. So Orvin was 1 year old. John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band. That's right, that's what we're doing. So this was the counterculture, and this is what Orville those endless days of-
sacred days you gave me.
Was growing on, and it was a lot of fun.
Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff, 32 minutes past the hour, liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Neil Armstrong reporting their rolling pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on proper heading.
Man on the moon. Okay, and then more recently, another step this year in 2014 was the Rosetta spacecraft and its Philae lander, which it anchored on a passing comet, Comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko, I don't know how that's pronounced, and picked up some sounds from space. So these are the picked up, and this is what they think it is. They think that these are audio recordings picked up on variations in the magnetic field around the comet due to the interactions between the comet and the plasma from the sun, better known as solar wind. So these are variations resulting in frequencies between 40 to 50 millihertz, about 10,000 times slower than can be detected by humans. Scientists altered the frequency of the comet's song into human hearing range. And listen and tell me what you think. So these were the fluctuations picked up in August as Rosetta approached the comet. And it's not entirely clear, apparently, what is causing them. Principal investigator is a German by the name of Karl-Heinz Glasmüller. And that's on his authority. Okay, and now we're going to go and we've been on our planet, now we're going to go and see our star. And I go to my friend, the Suspicious Observer, and this is part of his program on YouTube. You can go and watch it, and he gives all the links. And let's hear what he has to say.
Switching to the poles, the solar-polar fields have been updated, and if the North is planning on finishing this reversal sometime soon, it isn't making the rest of us very confident, is it? Are we still not done yet? It's possible. Top quakes of the day were an unusual location uptick.
So that's Suspicious Observer. And on December 4th, there was an M-class solar flare from... that should take a couple of days before it reaches the Earth. It wasn't completely Earth-facing, but it was pretty massive. And shots of our star to close always has the Earth scale by the sun, and various filters show the coronal holes as the sun slowly rotates on itself. It's actually really remarkable that we can go live and look at the sun and, have satellites trained on the sun and actually observe live these belches and bursts of incredible energy coming out of the sun. It's just unbelievable. So all of that is to help us remind us that we are fairly insignificant and yet so significant in what we do when we want to do the right thing. So we've been to the Antarctica, below the ocean, to the moon, and listened to solar winds from a comet. I hope you enjoyed this little adventure in sound. Thank you.